Harper Audio presents The Raja's Emerald, a Parker Pine short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Raja's Emerald. With a serious effort, James Bond bent his attention once more on the little yellow book in his hand. On its outside, the book bore the simple but pleasing legend, "Do you want your salary increased by £300 per annum?" Its price was 1 shilling. James had just finished reading 2 pages of crisp paragraphs, instructing him to look his boss in the face, to cultivate a dynamic personality, and to radiate an atmosphere of efficiency. He had now arrived at a subtler matter. There is a time for frankness. There is a time for discretion, the little yellow book informed him. A strong man does not always blurt out all he knows. James let the little book close, and raising his head, gazed out over a blue expanse of ocean. A horrible suspicion assailed him that he was not a strong man. A strong man would have been in command of the present situation, not a victim to it. For the 60th time that morning, James rehearsed his wrongs. This was his holiday. His holiday? Sardonic laughter. Who had persuaded him to come to that fashionable seaside resort Kimpton-on-Sea? Grace. Who had urged him into an expenditure of more than he could afford? Grace. And he had fallen in with the plan eagerly. She had got him here, and what was the result? Whilst he was staying in an obscure boarding house about 1.5 miles from the seafront, Grace, who should have been in a similar boarding house, but not the same one, the proprietors of James's circle were very strict, had flagrantly deserted him and was staying at no less than the Esplanade Hotel upon the seafront. It seemed that she had friends there. Friends. Again, James laughed sardonically. His mind went back over the last 3 years of his leisurely courtship of Grace. Extremely pleased she had been when he first singled her out for notice. That was before she had risen to heights of glory in the millinery salons at Messrs. Bartles in the High Street. In those early days it had been James who gave himself airs. Now, alas, the boot was on the other leg. Grace was what is technically known as earning good money. It had made her uppish. Yes, that was it. Thoroughly uppish. A confused fragment out of a poetry book came back to James' mind. Something about thanking heaven fasting for a good man's love. But there was nothing of that kind observable about Grace. Well fed on an Esplanade Hotel breakfast, she was ignoring a good man's love utterly. She was indeed accepting the attentions of a poisonous idiot called Claude Sopworth, a man James felt convinced of no moral worth whatsoever. James ground a heel into the earth and scowled darkly at the horizon. Kimpton-on-Sea. What had possessed him to come to such a place? It was preeminently a resort of the rich and fashionable. It possessed 2 large hotels and several miles of picturesque bungalows belonging to fashionable actresses and those members of the English aristocracy who had married wealthy wives. The rent, furnished, of the smallest bungalow was 25 guineas a week. Imagination boggled at what the rent of the large ones might amount to. There was one of these palaces immediately behind James's seat.